Welcome, 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 welcome back to another episode of Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson, and welcome back from your weekend. I hope it was a wonderful one. I hope that you were able to refill your cup so that you would be filled up to be able to enter and begin a new week. So I am so happy that you are here and that you are listening to the podcast episodes. Today, I have another good one for you. Recently, I had an opportunity to participate in a mastermind where we would put individuals on the hot seat to try to take a look at what was the issue that was causing, you know, setbacks, unfulfillment as it relates to goals or what have you, and just trying to dig at what is the issue that the person was encountering. Sometimes when we are trying to achieve our goals, because we are in the picture, we don't always see what the problem is or what is causing us to not be able to move forward successfully. Although we know it's something, but we just don't know exactly what it is, because you could be so overwhelmed with, you know, wanting to complete or fulfill a goal or complete a goal until sometimes your clarity just becomes clouded. And so what we would do is sit there and go through talks to the individual, ask questions, kind of look at the goals or whatever that they had developed, looked at their plan and what have you. But in many of those instances, what I noticed was the thing that I'm going to talk to you today about. You know, being interested is just not enough. We have to be committed. At some point, we just have to flat out ask ourselves, are we committed or are we just interested? And a lot of times we can think that we are committed to something or committed to a goal, a dream, or desire. But in actuality, once you start looking into the final analysis of everything, we're just interested. So I have a question for you. You know, what is it that you are currently wanting to complete, fulfill, manifest as it relates to your dreams, your goals, your desires? Every so often, I think it's very important to ask ourselves that, you know, what is it that I want? Am I in the process of getting what I want? And then, you know, trying to see, you know, does my plan line up? Am I moving in the direction of achieving that goal, that dream, that or that desire? Because, you know, time is moving. We can see that just from, you know, today's date. We're entering the second week of April, and time is moving. And so we've got to make sure and be conscious of making sure that we are being productive and taking advantage of the opportunity to just live and the chance to do something that our future self will thank us for, right? So, you know, we got to be more than just interested if we're going to achieve, you know, some things that we desire. We've got to be committed. So in the process of trying to help the individuals in the mastermind, one of the things that came up is, you know, how can you tell if you're just interested? You know, because some people are fooled in thinking that they are actually committed when they're just interested. So if you're just interested in something, you know, whether it's buying a house or trying to improve your credit or trying to, you know, have a change in what you do for a living or what have you. If you're just interested, this is how you can tell. First of all, you're just doing everything that's convenient, you know, and we know what convenient means. We're doing things that are like super easy. That's not really, super invasive. It's not really requiring very much from us. Another reason how you can tell when you're just interested is you believe your stories. You know, we all have a story. We all have stories that are kind of like, they're like lies. They're not true, but it's the stories that we tell ourselves in our head to try to which in the end, they basically stop us from achieving anything. if you are just interested, you are full of excuses, you know, reasons of why you can't do it or you won't be able to do it. Usually people who are just interested, they usually continue to be a victim of their current reality or circumstance. You know, they're always, you know, talking about, you know what a victim does. They make it all about other people instead of really focusing on their role of responsibility in the situation. Because at the end of the day, no one can really stop you unless you let them, unless you allow them. No one can really get to you unless you allow them to. So if you're just interested, you often will find yourself, you know, being a victim of your current reality or circumstance. You know, it takes all of the responsibility off of you. When you are just interested, you will come up with all the reasons why you can't achieve your desires, your dreams, or your goals. You know, you'll be focused, and if you're not careful, you'll be focused on this all of your life. And then if you're not careful, one day you will look up and most of your prime years will be gone. And you're like, what happened? You know, and everybody around you, if they've heard your story, they would be like, oh my God, here they come. They're saying the same thing again. And that's how you know you are walking in the spirit of being a victim. When year after year, it's the same thing. It's a, you know, them stopping you, them not letting you, you know, or you can't get this done for one reason or another. Most people who say that they are committed when they're actually just interested is more like they have an intellectual commitment. You know, it's one where it's in their head that they are committed, but basically they're not all in. And you can tell when a person is not all in because they're not willing to do whatever it takes to fulfill that dream, desire, or that goal. But now, does any of that sound like you? Do you tend to do any of those things when it comes to a new project, a new endeavor, a new direction that you want to move in, or something new that you want to achieve? If you do any of that, and maybe you often find yourself not achieving a goal or finishing, getting to the finish line, then it could be because you are actually operating in a mode of I'm just interested. Now, if you are committed, what does it look like when you are committed? First of all, a person that is committed, they're going to do whatever it takes. Whatever. If I have to get up early, whatever, I'm doing it. If I have to stay up late, whatever, I'm doing it. If I have to do it on my lunch break instead of eating on my lunch break, I'm going to do it. If I have to cut back on expenses to get it done, whatever it takes, I will do it. And people who are committed, they're going to start immediately to let go of their excuses. Nobody wants to hear excuses when you're trying to achieve something. When you think about athletes, you know, the coach don't want to hear any excuses. They want to know, are you committed? Because those who are committed are going to be the ones that get to the finish line. They're going to be winners. They're going to win the trophies, the medals, whatever it is. People who are committed, they begin to not only let go of their excuses, they begin to let go of their limited mindset, their limiting beliefs. And you know, we all come from backgrounds that contain some level of limiting beliefs and limited mindsets or what have you. And you've got to identify yours. What are your limiting beliefs? If you don't know, you need to get around someone who has elevated to a level of knowing and identifying when people have limited beliefs. And if you, you know, you can track your own. When you come up with something you want to achieve, or think back on the things that you started to or attempted to achieve and how maybe you didn't complete it, and then just begin to go back and look at how you were thinking. What were you thinking? What were you saying? Because those are evidences of limited mindsets and limited beliefs. These people who are committed, they let go, excuse me, of their stories. They let go of the reasons why they can't achieve their desires. They, you know, they remove can't from their vocabulary. because they know that it cannot be there if they're going to achieve the desires and the dreams and the goals. And the thing about this mastermind is that it was, you know, there was a good number of people in there, and it, as it is today, just in the world in general, in this country in general, and maybe even in your family in general, there are people just walking around here with nothing but excuses, walking around here just always in a victimhood state. And it's frustrating to talk to people who are under the influence of excuses and victimhood and limited beliefs. It's almost like it's just, you know, you can't hardly get through to them, until one day they hit a point and they see that they are basically paralyzing their life. Their life is not moving in the direction and at the speed at which it could be moving. And they're starting to see things and people around them like they're just moving ahead and advancing. And a lot of times it's because of the mindset, and it's because of the commitment level that that other person has. When you're committed, you know, you're not going to say, I don't know. You're going to research. You know, in this day and age, it's unacceptable to say that you don't know, because you got the whole world wide web out here. You know, we have the internet to go and look up information. You don't have to go to the library and pull out the encyclopedias like we had to do when I was growing up. You know, you can pull out your smartphone. I mean, most people have a smartphone, although we don't do a whole lot of smart things with it. We sometimes forget that that smartphone can do a lot of things. And one of the things that it can do that is very beneficial is help us research information to things that we don't know. When a person is committed, they ask questions. You know, you're going to be proactive. You're not going to wait around for somebody to tell you. You're going to be aggressive, and you're going to ask questions. And you're going to ask questions not to just anyone. You're going to ask questions to people who know, people who have experience with that situation, people who are subject matter experts in that situation. Ask questions. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. I know a lot of times in the school system, you have students who sit in classes and they don't know something and they will not raise their hand and ask the question. Well, hey, you are a full grown person. Don't walk around here and not ask questions. Asking a question is the beginning of changing your situation. A person that is committed, they begin to upgrade their knowledge. They begin to upgrade their skills, because no one can know everything and no one can be an expert at everything. But how do you upgrade your knowledge? If it's something that you don't know that you want to become better at it, then begin to invest in yourself, invest in courses. We waste so much money on things that don't move us forward. We invest so much money on things that don't make us fit for the future. And we've got to begin to be conscious with our dollars on investing in things that help make our future better, help develop us in a way that moves us up and causes us to increase in value, so that we become an asset to every environment that we enter instead of being a liability. What knowledge do you need to upgrade right now? What is the thing that you've been struggling with that you know you need to upgrade your knowledge or skill? You know you need to go and take a course. You know you need to go and sit in a webinar or some sort of training. Figure that out, because if you're going to be committed, you've got to have some knowledge and some skills. You know, a person that is committed, they're going to get up every day and they're going to figure out how they can achieve. And then they're going to figure out why they must versus why they won't achieve. You've got to change your language. You've got to change your mindset and how you look at things. Your life can be just like you want it to be. And if it's not right now, it's probably because you're just going through life interested or curious, so to speak. You're not truly committed. Commitment is what changes our circumstances. So I want you to think for a moment. Imagine what your life would be like if you actually lived up to your commitments. Think. Close your eyes if you can. What kind of relationship would you have if you were more committed? What kind of opportunities would you create for yourself if you were more committed? And how would you feel about yourself if you were more committed? Now, I know when you really visualize that, the only answer is you would feel amazing. You would feel so, you know, you would be fulfilled. And being fulfilled is one of the most euphoric feelings ever. So just what you felt when you closed your eyes and thought about that, you know, you can live like that every day. You can manifest that, and you can walk around and feel that good feeling that you felt just to visualize yourself living and manifesting the commitments of your goals, you know, the desires and dreams that you have. You know, being committed, it sounds easy, but it's not. And that's the truth. And we have to go into everything that we want to achieve knowing what the odds are. We have to know what the obstacles are. We have to know that it won't be easy. And most of us already know that. We know anytime you're trying to achieve something significant, it's not easy, but it's possible, especially when you already know what you're up against. And most of the times it's us. It's the enemy in us that we are up against. When you're trying to move away from being just interested into being committed, you know, yeah, you're going to be afraid. You're going to be a little uneasy. You know why? Because you have to let go of your comfort zone of excuses. You got to let go of your comfort zone of limiting beliefs and, you know, a poor mindset. You got to let just all those things that hold us back. You know, it could be laziness. You know, you may be too lazy to get on your computer, your iPad to research. You may be too afraid to go and ask questions to folks because you may feel like, well, I'm a little ashamed because I don't know. You know what? People that know stuff, they are happy usually to tell you how to, you know, better yourself. They're happy to give you the information because they know that it's going to make your life so much better. And when they can see that you earnestly want to do better, they usually enjoy helping you. It won't be easy, but it's possible. But the thing that we have to remember is that if we're going to elevate in this life, we have to be committed. So how do we do that? How do we move from just being interested or just being curious or into being just committed into a person that changes their circumstances? That's what commitment does. It changes your circumstances. The first thing you have to do is you got to make a commitment to yourself to be committed. You know, you got to get in a relationship with yourself when it comes to commitments. You cannot continue to let yourself down. You cannot continue to start something, do work on it a little bit, and then let it go because you run into hard times, or let it go or don't go to the next level because you are afraid or you feel like you're not totally equipped or qualified or able to do something. You can do way more than what you are currently manifesting in your life if you would just make a commitment to be committed to yourself. You could be a great, just like an athlete is great when they get committed, so can you. Are you committed to yourself? Or are you the type of person that'll start and stop the minute you run into a brick wall or disappointment or let down? Do you just stop and just give up and surrender and then start becoming the victim or making up excuses and blaming other folks of why you can't move forward or have the success that you need? If you are, then just this little simple thing, become committed and begin to track your commitment. Don't let yourself stop. When you get on that path, just like an airplane, once it gets up in the air and it reports back to the tower and it says the pilot lets them know they're committed, that means we're not turning around. We're going where we're supposed to be going. If it's Dallas, that's where we're going. If it's California, that's where we're going. At this point, we are committed. The second thing you've got to do, you know, if you want to move away from being just curious into being committed, you got to figure out what your goals, dreams, and desires are. I want you to get out a piece of paper and write down these things. I want you to write down health, wealth, career, business, relationship, travel, and community. All of these can be goals. And you can write down any other thing that you have as a goal. And then once you write down these categories, then the next thing you're going to do, you've got to develop a plan of how you're going to achieve the goal, the one goal that you wrote down in these categories. Okay. If you have down health, I want to be a healthy person. Okay. What is your goal? If it's, I want to lose 50 pounds, then write that down. If it's, I want to be able to get off blood pressure meds, write that down. I want to be able to get off this diabetic medicine, write that down. If it is travel, you know, I want to go to Bora Bora. Okay, write that down as your goal. The next thing is now developing the plan for those goals. So next, you're going to write down three action steps that you can take toward fulfilling those goals or those dreams or desires. You're going to also write down what you need to do, what you need to learn, how you need to believe, what you need to stop telling yourself that you know is unhealthy as it relates to fulfilling that goal, dream, or desire. And then next, you're going to put a deadline date of when you are going to actually complete this. And you're going to pull out your calendar, pull out your smartphone, and put it on your calendar. This is the date that I plan to be done with this goal in the area of health, in the area of travel, in the area of relationships. And when you begin to write it down, develop the plan, put a target completion date, you're going to begin to see your life change. You're going to begin to see yourself become the person that you desire instead of being seeing yourself in a state of hoping and praying that you become that person. You begin to move away from drifting through life without manifesting the dreams, goals, and desires that are secretly in your heart. And you begin to move away from being a person who is drifting through life with little to show what they've done with the gift of life that has been bestowed upon them. You know, ask yourself, am I really taking advantage of this gift of life that God has given me? Am I really, you know, emptying myself out with all that God has put in me? Or am I drifting a little bit? If you're drifting, then I challenge you today to, you know, do these steps to move yourself. And I guarantee you, this time next year, you will not be where you are right now. When a person is committed, they get up every day, every week, every month, every year, and they consistently are taking action steps toward their dreams, goals, and desires. Every day, they're getting up doing something towards it. When they don't feel like it, when they're tired, when they're not feeling well, I mean, you're committed. That's what a committed person looks like. They are not going to let there be any room of giving up, because if you just allow a little bit, guess what? That is all it takes to just get comfortable with just taking, having a permanent sit down, so to speak. But you've got to get up every day working this thing. You know, when you're committed, you're not going to allow those excuses and limited mindsets and those stories or the reasons why you can't achieve your dreams or your goals. And you're not going to let anybody else use those limited beliefs on you either. Sometimes when you try to share what it is you're working on, which is dangerous sometimes, you know, you tell the wrong person, they'll have you changing your mind about what it is you want to achieve. But when you're committed, you're not going to even let them hold you back. If anything, you're going to prove them wrong. When you're committed, you are committed to achieving no matter what, as I said earlier. When you're committed, you begin to develop a new attitude and a new mindset. A person that is committed, basically, they are disciplined. And if you are a person who struggles with discipline, you're going to have to set up some measures and some tactics to help you stay on target, whether it's getting an accountability partner, whether it's loading pop-up reminders in your phone to help remind you to do certain tasks that need to be done every day to help you reach your goal. Then you got to do whatever it takes. If it's at the end of the day before you go to sleep, you pull out your binder, your notebook, and you take a look at what you've done today. Write down how you felt. That way you can identify any weakness in your mindset and in your spirit and begin to deal with those areas. Talk to someone, connect with groups that help you to stay motivated and to help with you think and brainstorm and come up with resources to help you get yourself basically to remain on course to achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. And then the last thing you need to do after you've done all the aforementioned step, you just need to get started. You need to make it happen. You need to go and starting right now. You're going to begin to get started and begin to launch your life to the next level. Now, one thing that I want to say is that, you know, in order to bring balance to this situation, you got to remember that there is another side to this. You know, in order to wholeheartedly dedicate yourself to things and to commit yourself to things, you have to be careful to make sure you're not overcommitting. Because sometimes when people trying to make a change in their life and change their circumstance, they go with so much zeal. And then the next thing you know, they're burnt out because they overcommitted themselves. You may have some things in your life right now that you've overcommitted yourself. You need to take a look at that, because you may need to step back from some things and say, nope, I can no longer be committed to this because I need to use that energy and that power and that mindset and those resources to help me achieve the things that I have on my plate to do. All right. Because when you're overcommitted, this is a path that will lead to misery for you and everyone who is involved, you know, because you cannot possibly bring your full gifts and talents to the table when you are overcommitted. You don't have anything else left to pour out. And that's why you've got to make sure your cup is full by not overcommitting. Who are you committed to that's not really helping you move forward, is really just draining you? What are the things you're committed to? What are the things that are just wasting your time, your energy, your resources, your thought processes? Back away from those things. You need all the energy and resources and internal power you need that you can muster up to achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. All right. And finally, in closing, I just want to end with the question that I opened up with. Are you curious or are you committed? Are you just interested or are you committed? All right. That's my time. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope that something that was said today is a blessing and a benefit to your life and gave you something to think about, provided answers to you so that you can make the next step to move your life to the next level so that you are fit for the future. I'm asking that you like, share, comment, and tell others about the podcast. And I want to say, as always, have a wonderful week.